Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
There's also been a great amount of play from Evan Mobley that has been more aggressive, more fun, more demanding. I've enjoyed it. I think we've seen growth throughout these first two games of the series. I want him to finish off this series, and I want to see him give more than likely Boston everything they could possibly get. I think we're being more and more realistic as the days go on and more hopeful after the end of the regular season. However, how does Terry Pluto feel about that? What does he think the Cavs fans feel about that? He joins us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He's from the Cleveland Plain Dealer. You know him, you love him, you read him a long time. Terry, good morning to you.
Hello there, gentlemen.
Terry, this is a weird time. This is a really weird time for Cavs fans. They were fit to be tied a couple of weeks ago. Now you're up 2-0 in this series, but there's always, well, you get past this series, then you might have big, bad Boston. What do I take? How do I see the Cavaliers? Give me a big picture outlook of what the Cavaliers are that should be satisfactory for Cavs fans.
I guess I would say that can you at least wait a little while before you worry about the next team?
I don't know if they're going to do that.
Well, first of all, I mean, I think the sports, if you want to kind of go theoretical, big picture stuff, the sports kind of media industry thrives on the next thing. It's like, I mean, I already have what people wanted. Well, we know JB can't take the team to a higher level, so because he didn't use his bench or whatever. So I'm like, okay, so should we fire him after game two? I mean, I'm very serious. It's like, we don't even almost give these teams a chance to mess up or the chance to this, because it, granted, whether it's your business or mine, I'm not just talking sports radio, because we will go on the hits too on the internet, that let's just find what could go wrong realistically and go there, and then we could even try to fix it before it's gone wrong. What do you think of that?
I think that makes it very, very difficult for everybody to keep their heads on straight.
Yeah, I'm serious. Whereas to me, you know, there's things that, you know, Darius Garland still drives into three guys and makes stupid passes and some other stuff. But if you've watched those two games through some realistic lenses, I thought they looked really good. They did exactly what you would want them to do to a team like Orlando. These are not going to be pretty games. And the Orlando can't even score 90 points.
Terry, did you care about that last game of the season? Because it seems like that's still why some Cavs fans are holding on to the fact that they decided to pull everybody at the end of that game, that they sat so many guys at the beginning of that game, and that they seemed to choose their opponent, still rubbing some fans the wrong way, when I thought it was smart.
Let's put it this way. If Donovan Mitchell steps on somebody's ankle in that last game, or his foot, or somebody's foot rather, and sprains an ankle, how would you feel about
everybody
it?
Gets fired.
Yeah, exactly. You know, in the same way they talk about the last game with the Browns, and, you know, they played poorly against Houston, but, you know, at Flacco going out and on the third play of the game, he fell over and blew an Achilles or whatever it is. There are times, I think the load management thing, you know, I'm glad the NBA has tried different things to stop that. But at the end of the season, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to play those guys. The game that I think helped change their season was beating Indiana on the 2 days before that. that Friday night. That was like a playoff game because, you know, they lose that one, then you're reeling. Heck, you could end up in the play-in. You know, I don't want all that stuff that could have went wrong. They went out and they took it to the Pacers, and the next two games that have mattered, the playoff games, they've had the same spirit, the same determination. I would say the same playoff mentality that you need to advance in it. So I've been impressed.
Terry Pluto joining us here on the show. Terry, when the Cavaliers get to the next level or get to the next series, you know, I know that we're trying to focus on one thing at a time.
That's okay, go ahead.
Well,
okay.
Do you see, let me ask you this. Do you pay much attention to the national perspective, the national media perspective of the Cavs?
No.
Okay, well, then I can't
ask. I'm curious. You know why?
Yeah.
I'm just tired of it. Because we pay more attention to it than they do. And besides, I know how that game works. You talk about have a hot take. You've done some of those shows, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
You know what maybe isn't said explicitly but implicit, in other words, behind, under theirs. Come with something that's a little bit there. I remember I got an email from a guy at the end of March. He said, well, Kendrick Perkins said, well, the Cavs are one and done in the playoffs. And I wrote back, well, Kendrick Perkins is right. Cancel the playoffs.
Well, because my whole issue was right after what happened in the final game of the season, it was, you've upset the basketball gods, quote unquote. And then Lima, rightfully so, brought it up here over the first couple of games. They're not getting any attention. And I'm thinking, I do think that the keepers of the flame for the NBA, media, you know, the national perspective of it, they do anything they can to protect the regular season. And if the Cavs exploit something that ends up being right, and it looks like they're going to end up being right about this, I don't think they like that, and I think that puts them right in the crosshairs of everybody who covers the league.
And I say, so what?
Well, that's very
serious.
True.
So
that's
what?
Very true.
I mean, really, now they're on to something else. You know, Doc Rivers can't coach or whatever it is. You know, take your pick. It is interesting to me, by the way, only two of all these different games, only two road teams have won one game. Dallas beat the Clippers, and Doc lost to the Pacers. So that to me is a little more intriguing than some of this other stuff. You know, the basketball gods or whatever, they only care really about Cleveland when LeBron was here.
It's true. You're saying a lot of true things here, Terry.
Yeah, I'm serious. That's when they do. Because LeBron, and then they really cared about LeBron being here, and when would he leave?
But they're saying the same thing about Donovan Mitchell now. But I don't want to keep harping on the negative.
Yeah, we'll see. Because regardless, Donovan, if he's smart, he does. I think he's handled this the right way all the way through. First of all, if he'd assigned an extension last year, and an agent advised him to, the agent should have been fired. It would have cost him $60 million. Secondly, you're in a new place. See how it goes the second year. And then you sit down at the end of the year, decide, okay, what do I want to do? And then if you do, you know, if you don't want to sign an extension, okay, I have to risk being traded. Last time I wanted to be traded in New York, I got traded to Cleveland. So there's all these things that are hanging out there. But in the meantime, you know, you could tell he wants to carry this team as far as it goes. He knows that some of his legacy is on the line. He's never got past the second round of the playoffs in his career. I believe the last three times have been the playoffs. He's got knocked out in the first round.
Yes.
There's a lot at stake for him. And to quote some of the national talk, he gets us, well, Cleveland has really no chance because part of the reason their best player doesn't want to be there. Well, yeah, he's really played like he doesn't want to be here.
He's played fantastically. Terry Pluto with us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Who's had the most growth that you've seen in the first two games of this series?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
He's carrying over.
The cool thing is we got a couple of candidates, wouldn't you say that?
Yes.
As opposed, yes, I like that. You were mentioning Mobley coming in, and that is a key thing. You know, he still should be a senior at USC, by the way.
He is only 20. I said at the beginning of the series, I looked at Lima and said, Paulo Banchero is only 21. And Lima goes, well, Evan Mobley is only 22. I went, oh, my God, you're right about that.
Yeah, exactly. I was talking to Kobe Altman a little before the game. Just we kind of ran into each other in the hallway and that. And he was, you know, the Mobley's been one of his signature picks. But he's been just so excited to see him, as you mentioned, growing, you know, getting tougher physically, adding a little hook shot. And Kobe and I were just chatting, again, it was just casual, about how he worked on his jump shot during the time when he was hurt with the knee and recovering. And you could see it looks better. And so when you then put that into the thing of, you know, Paulo's made 15 turnovers in two games. And I love his game. But he's a kid, the first time into playoffs, and the Cavs are coming at him with these guys. And he's going, oh, my goodness. You know, Evan Mobley, then they put Niang on him, like kind of ping-pongs around him for a little bit. Then they go back to Mobley. Then once in a while, just to up and change it around, here comes Okoro. You know, he's getting introduced to the playoffs like the Cavs were last year. So, but really, the guy that I've just been so happy for because I like him is Jared Allen. He's finally, you know, understanding how good he could be. I think he came into the league, it's like, Jared, you just block shots and rebound. Don't do anything else. Don't worry about it. And you don't take a shot from more than 3 inches away from the basket. And he's found out that, boy, I've got a lot more of game there. And I believe he's only 26.
J.B. Bickerstaff had a real roller coaster of a season. And obviously yes, the last month had people wondering about his future. But, of course, he was dealing with injuries. How do you think he's done in this series?
Really well. I mean, I'm always like, I prefer nine guys as opposed to eight to play, and I would have liked to have seen a little more of Sam Merrill. But overall, I mean, they can score 90 points against him. That's what he hangs a lot of his philosophy on, the defense. And then also, I like how he did talk about after the game, and so did Mitchell, that they got to get more movement going in the second half. They didn't just say, well, we won, so the offense was good. I was pleased to hear that because they did get real stagnant. By the way, I picked up just the last New York-Philadelphia box score. I guess it was for the opening game because the same night they only played eight guys, both coaches there. So I don't know. I still like bringing a guy like Merrill or whatever that might make a jump shot, or the other team at least say he might make a jump shot just to help a little bit, because right now Niang and Max Strus are struggling for the outside. Look at Strus going there, get nine rebounds in each of the first two games. That's exactly what they missed last year. They didn't have the guards and the small forward were not rebounding. They didn't help the big guys last year. Josh Hart was out there grabbing eight or nine rebounds like Strus was, and it was just killing the Cavs. So it's fun to see that that is added to this formula.
All right, I have an unfair question for you, an unfair sports talk radio question. Are you ready?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
You can only extend one, Stephen Kwan or Josh Naylor. Go.
Well, the problem is the money would be drastically different because Naylor is going to bring in a lot more because of his power potential. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's why I think Kwan is a better candidate if I were running the team to try and get him extended. Because number one, he isn't the power guy, and that would probably not get him the big money on the open market like Josh. Now, the other question too, you know, Naylor does get hurt. And so that's a second thing. Of course, I would lay in there, but I'd be talking to Josh. I'd be saying that, man, you know, we don't think you're going to get hurt, but it's really nice security. So I would say of the Kwan is the better candidate for an extension. because of the they're not created equal. They're just not. You got a gold glove left fielder who doesn't hit for power, and you got a first baseman who's maybe okay there with an injury history, but looks like an elite hitter. And the improvement Josh has made, I have to admit, I'm stunned by this. Rarely have I seen a younger player who is utterly helpless against left-handed pitching the first couple of years in his major leagues just really recalibrate his swing and everything else, but he didn't lose any of the power or anything else. It's impressive. And Kwan, my wife saw him after his Class A season in a spring game in Goodyear. We're sitting there, and she goes, I like that guy, and so maybe they ought to hire her.
Terry, is this a chance – I'm going to say it. Is this a chance where David Blitzer could help out and make his presence felt and extending these guys?
Maybe. Something they could talk about internally, sure. Oh,
you didn't necessarily knock that down.
Terry, when are we going to be hearing from him? What is the...
Maybe never.
Yeah, what's the succession... Like, what is going to happen here? How does this work?
I wrote it a few years ago, and the fact that I can't remember the specifics doesn't mean it says, I believe it's within 5 years. It's not a quick thing. So I think we're like halfway through it.
I'm just seeing him more talk about the future of college football than I'm hearing him talk about our Guardians baseball team.
Because he's got pieces of like five different teams.
Got his fingers in a lot of pies, Tony.
Yeah. These guys, you guys know what a mutual fund is. A guy that, you know, for example, if you have a retirement fund as Vanguard, you know, I've got oil stocks and I've got computer stocks and I've got car stocks and I got them all together. Well, these really super rich guys are, and the Haslams are moving in that area, are like putting together mutual funds of sports franchises. Right now, Jimmy's got, he's got soccer, he's got the Bucks, he's got the Browns, and he's probably looking at something else. Blitzer and Josh Harris, they're like in six different leagues, including European soccer and everything else. So a lot of times they're just, it's almost like when you and I in a retirement fund or whatever, we buy part of the mutual fund, but you know, you don't hear from those folks a whole lot, at least until the guy takes over as majority owner of whatever it is. But that's what they're doing. They're putting together pieces of mutual funds. I just read a story. You know, the owner of the Buffalo Bills now, he's putting up a minor stake of his franchise for sale.
Yep.
You know, why is he doing it? Because he's got to pay about $1 billion in that stadium deal. So he's selling it, part of the Bills, not the whole thing, to help pay for that. And they all know within 3 years, if he wants to move that minor piece, they'll move it and somebody else will buy it for double the amount of money.
It's amazing. I read in one of your books, we went from guys trying to just do their civic duty, seven different owners of the Cleveland Indians, to now guys just, well, these are good business ventures. We need to buy as many teams as we can.
You got it. Exactly. And not only here, but internationally.
Yeah. You're right about that. Terry, we can't thank you enough for the time. All the very best. We'll talk to you again soon.
Take care, guys. Bye-bye.
Oh, Terry, I didn't mean to hit the button. I didn't mean to about that. Terry Pluto joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. One of the very, very best out there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.